Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like the podcast, folks, and again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. We got several ways to donate, folks. You can donate through PayPal, Venmo, and Cash App. End Time World News, in case you're just joining us, folks, is an independent and alternative media organization dedicated to finding truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. For questions, prayer requests, or more information about this podcast, please contact End Time World News at protonmail.com. That's End Time World News at protonmail.com. Okay, folks, today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. It's dated 2 days ago. 2 days ago on Wednesday, April 12th, 2023. Very interesting article, folks. As the collapse continues, here's some news from Walmart. This is a little bit different podcast, but here's some news from Walmart, folks, that you might be interested in. Maybe you will, maybe you won't, at least if you live here in the States. Walmart to close half of its stores in Chicago due to millions of annual losses and collapsing retail economy. Okay, Walmart announced on Tuesday, April 11th, that will be closing 4 of its 8 stores in the Chicago area as they cost the retail giant millions in annual losses. Collectively, these stores have not been profitable since the first one opened 17 years ago, costing the company tens of millions of dollars a year in losses, according to the press release. The company added that the losses have nearly doubled over the last 5 years. And again, and then also, here's another related article. The link will be, folks, as always, down below, so you can read the article in its entirety. Also here's another link to this article. Walmart cuts another 2,000 warehouse jobs following the retail store closure announcement. So, you know, again, Walmart is going down the toilet. I hate to say that. I never, ever, ever thought Walmart would go down the toilet. But boy, oh boy, oh boy, am I wrong. Walmart is going down the proverbial toilet. When Walmart goes, folks, I just want to tell you this. Everything's going to go. Everything's going to go. The government is always the last to go. Just make note of that here in the United States. But when Walmart goes, I'm telling you right now, the government's not going to be far behind. The 4 locations chosen are close to neighborhood markets in Kenwood, Lakeview, and Little Village, as well as the Supercenter, Health Center, and Walmart Academy in Chatham. The 4 stores will close their doors by April 16th. Oh boy, that's 2 days. The pharmacies and locations will remain open for 30 days after the store closes. Over the years, we've tried many different strategies to improve the business's performance of these locations, including building smaller stores, localizing product assortment, and offering services beyond retail, said the company in its press release. As we looked to solutions, it became more clear that these stores, there was nothing leaders could do to help us to get to the point where they were profitable. Walmart noted that the employees in these stores will be paid through August 11th and will also have the option to transfer to other Walmart locations, including one of the four other Chicago stores, which will remain open. The remaining four Chicago stores continue to face the same difficulties, but we think this decision gives us the best chance to keep them open and serving the community, reads in a statement. Chicago residents, officials, disappointed by Walmart closures. Walmart claims it's tried many different strategies to help improve the performance of its stores in Chicago. Some of these strategies include building smaller stores, just like I said, localizing product assortment, offering a variety of services beyond tradition. Furthermore, Walmart said it's invested hundreds of millions of dollars in the city of Chicago the last couple of years, including $70 million on store upgrades and building the Walmart Health and Walmart Academy facilities. It had hoped these investments would help improve our stores' performance, said Walmart, but unfortunately these efforts have not materialized and improved the fundamental business challenges our stores are facing. In response to the store closure, Walmart officials and residents expressed their disappointment. Norma Gregory, this is a customer, folks, Norma Gregory, a regular customer of the Chatham location, noted how disastrous this will be for the neighborhood and other big box retailers. Target recently left. I think it's terrible, she said. We don't have anything in our community anymore. All these improvements, they put Walmart Academy here, and it's just so hard to believe that it's going to close down. It's going to be a huge vacant space, Sharon Wood said, another customer at the Chatham location. Alderman Howard Brookings, who fought to get Walmart into the Chatham area and for its reopen after it shut down following Black Lives Matter protest in 2020, expressed his profound disappointment and sadness over the closure. Outgoing Mayor Lori Lightfoot, oh, I can't stand her, folks. Sorry, I had to say that. She's just a nutcase. Called the announcement unceremonious, one that will leave residents affected with neighborhoods without the ability to get
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get their basic needs. Lightfoot applauded the near-term arrangements that will be made for the effective Walmart employees, but she also expressed concern over their career prospects and long-term. Lightfoot said she's hoping to soon to be closed stores get repurposed by the communities. Walmart responded by saying it will work with local leaders to help find options for their establishments so they will remain an important part of their communities. Folks, that's it. Like, share, subscribe. It's just, I want to just say this, folks. Walmart had gotten so big, so fast, so greedy that they were very, very profitable, you know, 20 years ago. They were very profitable even up to 10 years ago, Everything happened. COVID happened. They kept building and building, and they build. I'm just going to say this sometimes, folks. Sometimes, you know, when you build in these impoverished areas and you put a $20 million or $50 million store in these impoverished areas, sometimes the store is just not profitable. I understand that. Sometimes they put the Walmarts too close to one another. They might put three blocks or five blocks, every Walmart, every 5 or 10 blocks. You can't do that. That's too close. You have to spread it out a little bit. And again, I have a background as a chief building engineer, former chief building engineer. I dealt with commercial property and commercial property management for years and years and years and years, most of my life. And I've seen multi-million dollar buildings, you know, up to $100 million or more, you know, get closed down and stuff like that. And it's terrible. It affects anybody and everybody. But again, Walmart, this is how they have their thing. They got too greedy too fast, and they didn't think about that. And so now this is the repercussion the people suffer. Folks, if you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ and invited him into yours, here's a simple prayer that would help you invite Jesus into your life. It's called a salvation prayer. It's a very simple prayer, folks. And if you want to repeat after me and you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, find a quiet place in your house, at work, go in the bathroom, go in your car, go in your truck, go anywhere, go in the closet if you want. I'm being silly now. But find a quiet little spot so you can give your life to Jesus Christ. Here we go, folks. One, two, three, here we go. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God, that you died on the cross to rescue me from sin and from death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask that you take your rightful place in my life as Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart, fill me with your love and your life, and help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me, love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And folks, if you said that prayer, you said that prayer, folks, you are now saved. There's three things that you need to do and should do. The first thing is, congratulations, folks. I am so happy and so proud. The first thing you would need to do is get a hold of a Bible, a good Bible. King James is usually good, but just get a hold of a good Christian Bible, and you can order them through Amazon. If you're very poor on a budget like I am, what you could do, folks, is you could, if you can't get them through Amazon, the next thing you can do is go to your church, find a close church that preaches the Trinity, that's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and they preach the gospel, and go there, and you could ask for a Bible, and I'm sure they'll accommodate. And then once you get a Bible, folks, you're going to want to write your questions down. And once you write them down, you go back to church the next Sunday and grab somebody, grab a pastor, a junior pastor, senior pastor, somebody, a member of the church, and say, hey, I got a bunch of questions. What is salvation? Why did Jesus have to die on the cross for my sins? When is Jesus coming back? I mean, you have thousands of tens of thousands, maybe millions of questions. Write them all down. Get with that person and ask that person. Say you need an hour or two of their time. Ask that person. Say, I have all kinds of questions for you. And write those questions down, folks. That's it. Write them down. And then the last thing would be, once you get established in a church, become a membership, you probably want to get baptized, folks. And that's very, very important, especially in this day and age. It's important no matter what. Get baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that's it, folks. That is absolutely it. And you want to repeat those steps over and over and over and save as many people and lead as many people to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And this podcast is normally a weekly podcast. Sometimes I get a little behind and I might go 10 days or so, but I always try to make up for it whenever I get a little bit behind. I'm pretty busy, unfortunately, so I'll be probably relocating back to my own home state of Florida. I'm up here in Michigan. My mom passed away. My best friend had a stroke. So it hasn't been going very good for me in my personal life. But, you know, all of that aside, I am here for you. I am here to listen to you. I am here no matter what. So write to me, if you would, folks. Don't be shy. Always feel free to write. And you can always write to me at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. I'm Eric, and I'm your host. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. And folks, definitely, definitely think about donating if you got anything out of today's podcast. Be well, be safe. But most importantly, folks, God bless you and your family. That's it. I'm Eric. Bye for now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.